everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on. Of course, we're going to be talking about the call for unity that the president is going to bring about in his State of the Union address, you know, that's put off by Nancy Pelosi. Interesting, huh? Interesting. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Like I said, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And, of course, you have to go to Agenda 21 Radio, right? A21R.com is the shortcut to go to that. Anyway, State of the Union tonight, delayed by Nancy Pelosi, who rudely invited then took the invite back to the president. The president was going to speak at the first time. Well, she sent out a letter January 3rd inviting him, and he accepted, and it would have been on the 29th. And then, of course, she decided no because, you know, he wants to build the wall. And the government's closed. No government for you, Nancy. So she said no. We're not going to have you. You're not invited to the house. That's my purview. Gosh, how crazy is that, lady? Anyway, so now we're back on. So tonight is the night. Will he stay or will he go? Well, I think the president is here, and he's going to stay. He's not only is he going to go, but he's going to stay once he gets there. So anyway, he's going to, I think what he's going to do is talk a lot about the southern border, of course, what's going on there. This is a clear invasion of the border, and I think he's going to make mention of that, no doubt about it. And I think that he's going to also try and reach across the aisle as much as possible. You know, I really like this president because he's sincerely trying to reach across the aisle. I know some people think, well, they just got crazy ideas like closing down the border. And this thing about abortion, oh, yeah, he's got real crazy ideas about that. We'll talk about that today, too. But the main emphasis will be to suffice to say that he is going to focus on Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. There's a couple of clauses in there that are really, really important. I think you're going to even mention, he might even mention a little bit about the first clause, first statement, the first guarantee of the guarantee clause in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which is a Republican form of governance, And it's interesting with this Republican form of governance that we have here in the United States. It's very unique. And it's very important and precious that we maintain it. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. And we follow a Republican representative, quote, representative form of governance. And that's what we're supposed to have. A democracy is a dictatorship. So I think he's going to touch upon, well, perhaps some things about voting. And about there's issues there with certain civil rights and so on. I think he might mention that. I think that's up for mention. But what is clearly up for mention is the second statement of Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which he has to, he has a right, not a right, he's got a duty to fulfill these parts of the Guarantee Clause. And the second element of the Guarantee Clause is freedom from invasion. Freedom from invasion. See, the Founding Fathers knew all about invasion, right? You know, invading armies and things. Well, people, listen, it's not just invading armies. It can be invading people. Just people. They knew about this business of trying to overthrow a government by flooding the borders, as we have seen in Europe, right? Look at Germany turning out to be ultimately just a shell of itself. In France, what do you think Gilets Jaunes, one of the things about Gilets Jaunes, the Yellow Vesters, is all about? The globalists want to, of course, destroy all of Europe and flood Europe with, well, with people from Muslim countries primarily. 15 million of them right now. And, of course, they, with their radical Islamic ideas, are shape-shifting what was once, well, Western civilized nations known as Europe. And, of course, the EU is all in on that. Right, right. And, of course, this is what's happening here in the United States, isn't it? We're all being flooded at the border. So Article 4, Section 4, second part of that is freedom from invasion. That's going to be the big thing, I think, tonight. And it's obvious that we are being invaded. And right now we're seeing the Mexican troops being run in. Or actually, it's the legal authorities, not necessarily. It's the law enforcement group. They've got several thousand people that are now packed up at certain border communities and entrances, and it is the Mexican government that's actually holding things together there. Yeah, they've marched in some police. I mean, this is just something that's been coming on here that we've been watching. I've tuned in. You know, you can do this now. You can tune in live on all the different cable news features out there, and I've got a screen that's got six of them going right now. You can't hear it. You can't see it, but it's all going right now. So this is what we do here in the Studio 21, is we monitor these things. So we have police stacked up out in front of one of the border entrances down at the border in Texas, and the Mexican government is not going to let them out, apparently. So they cannot come across the border into the United States. That's kind of the way it's shaping up right now. Perhaps the Mexican government got the word from Donald Trump that we're going to stop these people from coming into the country. Now, this is the thing that I don't like. And, you know, as a radio show host, and as I'm talking here, it's almost like I'm trying to deride and belittle these people that are in these caravans, the human element of this. That is absolutely not true. The people that we should be focusing in are the people who help to organize these groups. Because, listen, this is a military-style operation to get all these people from point A to point B, B being the border. Get it? B for border. So this is taking a lot of logistics, a lot of command and control to get these people this far, as in large numbers like this. The logistics behind this is enormous. So who's doing this? What ideology is responsible for this? See, this is where we need to hold people accountable, because this is just sheer misery on these human beings. And, of course, what cost in terms, what amount of money, number one, but what about the human suffering of all these people that have come all this way? It's not them. And of course, well, Paul, it's not them, so just let them cross the border. No. No, we cannot do that. And we cannot do that, period. That's the way, that is the line in the sand we cannot allow. We cannot allow this anymore because you see that we cannot allow people to play upon our emotions that way and to dictate policy. It's all about our feelings, Paul. We got them here now. Listen, it's not about our feelings. It's about what is right and what is wrong. And we have a we have a right to have secure borders, Article 4, Section 4. And the president has taken an oath. He has a duty. He has a duty to protect the border from invasion. And here you have people who have used citizens. Citizens. Non-cons. As, well, battle chatter. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. Loud booms in downtown L.A. That was a U.S. Army training exercise. Last night, if you were in Los Angeles and you heard loud booms, well, the U.S. Army was training. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, mercy. This is reportage from the LA Times. A series of loud booms that rocked downtown Los Angeles on Monday night startled some people who complained on social media. But Los Angeles police said there's no reason to be alarmed. The noises were part of a U.S. Army training exercise involving aircraft and weapon simulations in urban settings. The training is set to run through Saturday in Los Angeles and Long Beach. Quote, residents may hear sounds associated with the training. The LAPD said in a news release, each location selected enables special operations teams and flight crews to maintain maximum readiness and proficiency, validate equipment, and exercise standard safety procedures. Since the training is essential to ensure service members are fully trained and prepared to defend our nation overseas. Police said residents near the training locations may be notified beforehand, or would be, excuse me. But some on social media said they were caught off guard. You think? Don't you love the timing of this? Says, I feel it. This is a Lisa Walker. I feel like they could have gotten the word out about this a little better, says the terrified mom, frantically searching Twitter. Andrew Blankenstein. To those wondering about the military helicopters in the skies over Los Angeles, here's your answer. U.S. Army Media Advisory, February 4th, 2019. Release number 19-0201, Media Advisory, U.S. Army conducts training in the Los Angeles area. Los Angeles, California. Members of the U.S. Army will conduct military training in the greater Los Angeles area and Long Beach areas February 4th through 9th, 2019. The purpose of the training is to enhance soldier skills by operating in various urban environments and settings. The training is coordinated with the appropriate state, county, and city officials, as well as private property owners. Safety precautions have been implemented to prevent unnecessary risk to both participants and our area residents and property. Now, I don't know about you, but can we all just hear a big about that? So they come out with a media advisory on the 4th, which is the day they're starting the exercises. Now, I got to tell you, normally, when you have these kind of things, you put out a release a day or two or three, maybe a week in advance. And if you're flying those big old honcho, helicopters around, you know, urban areas or big skyscrapers like we've seen before in downtown Los Angeles, it could be very problematic, you know what I mean? Some of these helicopters, once they get between buildings and stuff like that, they lose lift. And they fall like rocks. That's something to be aware of. But, you know, see, I've always wondered about these trainings in urban areas. And it was something that the Obama administration really started working on. Now, didn't they? We've all heard the story. Not even heard the stories. We've seen the videos. We've participated in some of the, actually listened in on some of the trainings, you know, discussions by the military about these kind of things. So they do happen, and they have been happening really ever since the Obama administration. So now all of a sudden we get this one in Los Angeles, which, by the way, Los Angeles is, of course, one of the main destination centers of what? Yeah, you got it, all the illegal foreign nationals who like to come down or come up to Los Angeles from the border. Just sheer speculation, crazy tinfoil hat stuff going on. But, you know, this is a fresh article. This just came right out this morning. I do find it odd and inappropriate that they start the training on the 4th and then they tell everybody on the 4th. That's not normal protocol by the U.S. Army. So, tinfoil hat thinking. No need to belabor the fact that you have troops running around in Los Angeles in Long Beach training, right? To quell the masses, maybe? Send a message? I don't know. That certainly sends a message, doesn't it? I think it does. When are they going to do this in downtown New York or Chicago? Hello, Chicago. Has the Army ever thought about doing these kind of drills in Chicago? Only Los Angeles? Are they filming a movie? No. They have to get all kinds of special permits and stuff like that. And those would be public to do something like this. Maybe they are filming a movie and they're just, they don't want to go through the permitting process because in California it's too crazy. Too many regulations, right? But the LA sky, you know, skyline looks perfectly suitable for various types of war movies. Been used before, of course. But I don't think so. No, you know, I just think it's more tied to what's going on at the border. That's just me. And I have no intelligence on this other than what's in my brain case. That's all. That's all. Loud booms in L.A. Great. Now, if your city is experiencing loud booms, what are they doing? Now, we've heard from these people. You know, there's a lot of YouTubes out there about these kind of urban training things that were going on. Is it designed to shake up the populace? Send a message? I think it is, quite frankly. That's just me. If I was just, it sends a message. Listen, it's sending a message to me right now, and I'm several hundred miles away. I have my family there, though. Did it have anything to, you see, this is the thing. Yesterday, a plane falls out of the sky in Southern California and crashes into a home in Yorba Linda, not far from my former residence, I might add, just down the street. People were watching the Super Bowl when all of a sudden a plane that had taken off from Fullerton Airport, flying in a south, I guess, southeasterly direction, loses its wings and plummets down to earth. And in fact, the speculation is it didn't just lose its wings, but the engine came out of the plane as well, which might explain that maybe there was it came apart for, well, how did it come apart like that? Parts of the plane went crashing into buildings, came into a house, and people were enjoying the Super Bowl, blew up inside the house, and killed them all. That was Sunday. Now, I don't know about you, but I think having these big helicopters and planes and whatever that are flying around the skylines of Los Angeles might be a little bit disconcerting, don't you think? Boom. Timing is everything, isn't it? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you go to our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's the long way to get there. You can go to a21r.com, a21r.com, and that'll also help you get there. Okay, so this whole thing that's going on right now in Los Angeles, interesting. We're getting reports. I was speculating about how many people were coming across the border, and I think I was wrong. And I'm going to do some quick calculations here. You can, you know, if you want, you can follow along with me. I'll press the keys and you can imagine what I'm doing. No, I'm just kidding. I know. Radio is theater of the mind. It's theater of the crazies, right? Okay. So if my number I was using, well, I was wrong. See, you may remember a couple weeks ago, I don't know if it was the last week, it was still January, I know that, still January. I was saying that the numbers of people that were coming across the border were at about 5,000 per day at the time. Now, I'm getting reports that, and I haven't heard this, but apparently it was perhaps reported on Fox News. If I'm wrong, I will change it. But the number is over 200,000 came across the border last month in January. Illegally. Okay, so my number was 5,000 per day. And if I go 5,000 per day, and I see, I mean, you can do the math in your head, but I'm just saying times 30, that comes up to 150,000 per month. So we got to up that number. And, you know, when we up that number per day, if we go, like, let's say 8,000 per day, okay? And let's go 30, then, of course, you know, 240,000. That's about the number. That's, you know, so we're thinking between 6,000 and 7,000 per day coming across the border. And now, you know, in one place alone, this Piedra Negros, they've got, I think they've got listed down there. How many? I'm switching to guns now. It's too close. I'm switching to guns, which means I'm going to Fox News. And I think Griff Jenkins has got a report. Let's see if we can get in on this. I don't know. My computer is failing me, of course. Anyway, they're down there right now in Mexico, kind of going through the whole spiel of stuff. I'll see if we can climb in on a live report if he's got something going on. But my understanding... Oh, here he is. Okay, let's see. Let's see if we can get Griff Jenkins' report. Oh, I guess they're done with that. They're done. So much for you. So much for you. No live report from Griff Jenkins. Anyway, they've got soldiers all lined up. This is, I believe, in Piedro Negro, wherever that is. It's down in Texas, from what I understand. It's just an amazing number. But I understand there's about 2,000 of them stacked up down there right now. That seems to be the problem. So if there's 2,000 of them stacked up down there right now in one place at one time to be released, this is the busing thing that was happening yesterday, and you may have heard about this, that the Mexican government was actually facilitating and providing buses for several thousand of these people to go up. And they're doing the first bus load at 50 buses, so 50 to 100 per bus, you know. I mean, 75 to 100 per bus. And 50 buses, you do the numbers on that. Those were brought up to the Piedro Negro, and that's where they're at right now. But I understand they went back to where they were staging them in Mexico to pick up more to come back up. See, let's just, you know, obviously they deadhead back, right, to their destination. Deadheading means that the buses are empty, so they're going back to pick up more, right? Right, get it? So if this is an easy calculation to do. If you're putting in, I'll do the numbers here. So you got 50 buses times, let's say, 75. And so that's 3,750 in the trip. Get it? And you take that and you go times two. Let's say they do two of these trips per day with those 50 buses. But there's other 50 buses, get it? Are you figuring out that what we have here, I'm doing the logistics. So, you know, if you've got... Let's do the math in our head here. Let's not use the calculator. So if you've got 3,500 and then all of a sudden you make two trips, then that's 7,000. What is it? 3,250. You've got 7,500 per day just on those 50 buses. But there's more than 50 buses per day going to various stops in places. There's a logistical command and control thing going on here. Do you get it? And who's behind that? It's all happening in Mexico. But it doesn't happen just in Mexico. You have to go down further. You have to go down to Honduras, Guatemala, Panama, Venezuela. Who's orchestrating all this? Huh? See, these people, these poor souls, their emotions are being played upon. And, of course, whoever is behind all this, who's orchestrating the command and control of all this, the logistical nightmare that this is, which, by the way, it's not a nightmare. It's very refined. If you take a look at some of the Facebook reporting going on and you take a look at the people down there that are Facebooking, they're putting it out there. It's really obvious this whole thing is staged perfectly and better and better every day. Now they got them all lined up. They actually have the police kind of trained in these various parts of Mexico to kind of line them up right. And, of course, the cities come out and they give them all kinds of food. They give them all kinds of support. Right. Who's behind all the logistics is the big question. If we find that out, we're going to find out what is really going on. And I have a feeling it's not going to be really pretty. I'm going to find out certain churches are involved in this whole process of invasion. Just my little diatribe on that. But the logistics behind all this is pretty important, don't you think? Okay. So that's what we have going on with the border. We're going to come back to that a little bit later, I suspect, because there's going to be more information that's going to come out and more speculation about what is going on. Okay, Ruth Bader Ginsburg makes her first public appearance last night. She appeared to be after she had undergone surgery. So all those people that were hoping that she passed away, right? She didn't. Hate to disappoint you. She's a tough lady. Right? Right. Okay. So she's around still, kicking. I'm sure she'll be back in the seat again. She'll be back in chambers. Back in chambers. Remember that. So what is going on? It's interesting that we've got the Virginia governor. We reported quite a bit on him yesterday. It's kind of interesting. I had a chance to kind of re-listen to some of my show yesterday. Man, we were hammering this guy. But Northam, this guy has got himself. Remember, he's the guy who can't lie very well. He's a bad liar. Very, very bad liar. And you cannot be a Democrat and be a bad liar. Remember that. You know, he doesn't, you know, because he's actually a science guy, because he's a doctor. You know, so when you take the scientific approach to things, it's hard to get through that data and lie about it oftentimes, especially in certain circumstances where you're dealing with life and death issues. Well, doctors are supposed to do no harm, right? They take a Hippocratic oath. Yet he preaches death to babies.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
News
tonight, we're going to cover a huge and a damning development from the deep state. It's leading, right into the office of the special counsel Robert Mueller to the rise of the radical left. We're getting all of this tonight. We begin, though, with our Hannity watch tonight on the flagrant hypocrisy, double standard Democrats in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Democrat Governor Ralph Northam has now embarrassed himself and the state that he calls home. Now, as you know, he first openly supported infanticide. Well, first the baby will be born, and then, of course, we'll make sure the baby's comfortable. And then after the baby's comfortable, the mother will decide, well, whether to resuscitate. Then we'll all have a little conversation. But he represents yet another chapter in his party's long, disgraceful history, now on the issue of race. And meanwhile, his lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, who Democrats want to replace the current governor, he tonight is facing very serious accusations of sexual misconduct. Now, the Democrats are now facing their very own serious Me Too issue. The Commonwealth of Virginia has descended into total chaos and turmoil tonight. Will the Democrats now declare, I believe, all victims? We're going to address that question in a few minutes.
Okay, so yesterday, the lieutenant governor of Virginia, all of a sudden we find out he's had somebody complain about him sexually. I mean, you know, not performance-wise. It's just that he was abusive in a sexual relationship. That's lieutenant governor of Virginia, and he's black, by the way. I'll bring that out because that's important, because they're going to say, you know, they don't want you to know he's black, right? Well, that's their race card.
Now, to remind you, on Friday, that extremely disturbing 1984 yearbook photo from Eastern Virginia Medical School surfaced showing a man dressed in blackface next to a person that's wearing a Ku Klux Klan uniform. And as you can see,
are we going to hold the medical school responsible for this yearbook? Listen, I used to do yearbooks. I had to supervise yearbooks. That's big money, by the way. School yearbooks, big money. It's big money. My point is this. Who in the heck allowed that stuff to be in the book? In the 1980s, no less. I mean, my God. I'd never, ever let anything like this get through. That's just me.
See, the photo appeared under Ralph Northam's name, along with other photos of the 25-year-old medical student. And shortly thereafter, another yearbook photo surfaced, this one from VMI, which listed a racist and extraordinarily offensive word as Northam's nickname.
His nickname is Coon Man. Coon Man. No, Sean can't say it. I will. Coon Man. This is a governor. This is the nickname he used then is Coon Man. And it's in the yearbook. In the yearbook.
And then last Friday, Governor Northam, he began the apology tour, tried to apologize for appearing in the racist medical college photo. But over the weekend, then he changed his mind. And he said that he wasn't actually in the photo that appeared under his name in his yearbook. Then he admitted that he did, in fact, wear blackface in the very same year. But that was at another event. As this gets more and more bizarre by the minute, watch this.
I reflected with my family and classmates from the time and affirmed my conclusion that I am not the person in that photo. That same year, I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio.
Listen to this. This is not just bizarre, but it tells you how well he can dance on the bodies of babies.
In which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume. I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off.
Okay. Black shoe polish, which he knew was hard to get off his face before he dressed up like Michael Jackson. Okay, you think it can't get worse? Believe it or not, it got even more bizarre.
Listen
to what
this.
Has been described as beyond surreal and such a cavalier moment for Northam. He actually considered performing Michael Jackson's moonwalk dance right there during the press conference. Well, that was until his wife stepped in. Take a look.
Listen.
You said that the competition in San Antonio was a dance competition?
Yes.
And it was that you danced the moonwalk?
That's right.
Are you still able to moonwalk?
Inappropriate circumstances.
My wife says inappropriate circumstances.
And he's laughing. He's laughing. He's laughing. The man who kills babies and promotes killing babies, murder. He's laughing. He dances on babies.
Oh, my wife. Thank goodness his wife was there. Does this really look like a man who's taking that issue seriously? And let's not forget, this is only a few days after Northam actually defended the infanticide issue. And, of course, Northam is now refusing to step down. We sent our own Sarah Carter to the Commonwealth of Virginia earlier today to see what Northam's constituents think about this ongoing scandal. Let's take a look.
When you look at this photograph on Governor Northam's yearbook page, what goes through your mind?
Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
more than anything.
Not okay.
It just shows that this is the character of a man, point blank. I don't care about the car. I don't care about his nice picture. Just this is who he was.
Well, the only thing I see that he's done wrong is not admitting it's him. It's his web. It's his page in his yearbook. But other than that, it's 35 years ago. He was a young man. He did stupid stuff like a lot of us do.
Do you feel that him going back and forth? Oh, saying just, first it was him, then it wasn't him.
No, look, it was him. Like, he wouldn't, I don't care if he, oh, I haven't seen this yearbook, that was him.
I think it bothers me that he's not being honest. I think if he owns up to it, maybe more people would be a little more graceful towards it and understanding for both sides of the parties. And what do you think should happen next?
He should suck it up and resign.
Whether he should resign, that's up to him entirely.
Okay. It's up to him entirely, and of course, all the rest of us human beings, right? The man who dances on babies, dead babies. Governor of Virginia, Democrat. There was another person, like, what about Senator Byrd? Democratic legacy. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Here it comes. Here comes the governor of Virginia. Coming at you. Guns are drawn. The coin is tossed. What do we have? Right in the state. Like a smooth criminal, huh? Dancing on babies. Nothing like... You know, it's kind of interesting. Michael Jackson thought he had vitiligo, so he was always lightening his skin. No blackface there. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.